That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner at the Jot 'em Down store talking to Cedric. Listen.
Well, all right, I'll let you look in, Cedric, but now don't tell Lum what I showed him.
No, why don't he want nobody to see it?
Well, they just worried the life out of us here for the last few days, Cedric. Everybody in the whole country around here coming in wanting to look at it. So Lum just quit showing it.
You saw?
He hides it right up here back of these, here it is. Yeah, there you are.
Well, I'll be double doggone. Just a little box, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was a great big chest from what Mr. Lum said.
Well, there was a big chest, Cedric, but this little box was on the inside of that, see? There's just some old clothes and stuff in there, and this box.
You don't know what's in it yet, huh?
No. We can't open it till we find some of old man Hempstead's relays. See, there was a note that was tied right to the box here, and it said not to open except in front of all the heirs.
Yo, who are the heirs?
Well, that's what we're trying to find out, Cedric. There were some old letters in the chest there that was wrote to him from Concord, Massachusetts. And Lum sent a telegram up there to the chief of police to see if they could locate any of his kin folks, and he got an answer back yesterday saying there weren't no hens still living around there at all.
Well, what are you going to do if they don't find none of them?
I don't know. Lum just put an advertisement in the paper in at the county seat, and none of them don't show up. I reckon he can claim it for himself.
What was Starwood's kin doing?
Me too. Of course, there's lots of folks around here wishing the same thing, Cedric.
Ain't very heavy, is it?
No. But you can't tell nothing about that, Cedric. Might be diamonds or pearls or rubies or something like that in there.
I don't hear nothing rattling in there.
No, you can't hear a thing but shaking it. I done tried that.
Well, this is the outdoing thing I ever heard of, I believe.
It is, too.
The chest was just sitting up there in Mr. Lum's attic all these years, huh?
Yeah. Well, it ain't exactly an attic, Cedric. There's a room up there Lum never did know about. See, I run across the trap door to it when I was helping Lum get rid of the paper in the dining room the other day. I was taking off the old paper and run into it, and I poked my head up through there and seen it was a room.
Well, the dog. Sure would like to know what's in that there box.
Oh, yeah. Everybody sure knows what's in it. I believe Lum's just going to plumb lose his mind if we don't hurry up and find out pretty soon. He just sat there and looked at this box by the hour and guessed it. One time he'll think sure as a world. Wait, that's our ring, I believe.
Oh, I never paid no attention.
Just a minute, excuse me, Cedric.
Certainly.
Hello? Jot 'em Down store. Who? No, he ain't, Squire. He ain't got back yet.
Let I talk to people like that.
Well, most any time now, I reckon.
Most any time.
Yeah, well, he's been gone over all. He ought to be back right away. All right, I'll tell him. All right. Goodbye. Squire Skinner, he's called here every 10 minutes, ain't he, Lum?
Oh, I seen Mr. Lum down at the barber shop a while ago.
Yeah, I know where he went to. Don't see how he could spend no hour getting a haircut, though.
Hey, Mr. Abner, who's this new feller in town?
New feller?
Yes, Lum. I seen him with Squire Skimp this morning. He was down to the blacksmith shop talking to Papa a while ago, too. I never could understand what it was he wanted. Talking about looking up Papa's relation. I know he wanted $15 for doing it.
Oh, yeah, I know him. Yeah, that's Professor Crenshaw. He's a geologist or something like that. Makes out his business looking up Papa's relations for him.
Papa told him he had more relations now and he knows what to do with. Stop looking up any more of them. He'd love to get rid of some of these gods, especially Mama's.
Yeah, I know just how to see you.
He said it. I heard him.
Yeah, poor wit, said
it. Well, I did it, I think.
It might be. I think that professor's just wasting time out here in Pine Ridge, though. He can't tell nobody around here nothing like that. He seen that advertisement that Lom put in the paper and come out here to see if he could help locate any of the Hempstead heirs, you know.
Don't reckon he think Popper's kin to the Hempsteads, do you?
No, no, no. More likely he was just trying to make $15, Eddie. I ain't got much use for him. He's too sneaky looking. Come in here the other day. Oh, well, that's Lom now. You can sure tell he's got a haircut, all right. Look at that, and he's sticking out like he's wearing a blind bridle.
Well, that's a good haircut, all right. Ought to last him all summer.
Oh, yeah, put him through the summer, all right. Hey, Lom, Squire Skimp's called about 10 times for you since you left.
Squire Skimp?
Yeah, he's been ringing that phone right now off the wall.
Well, I don't want to see him. More likely wants to argue some more about me turning that box over to him. And what's that box doing sitting out here on the counter, Abner?
Why,
Did you get that box out of the shelf there?
Why, yeah, I must have. See, Cedric here was wanting to see it, so I...
Well, it's all right. I was just wondering if I walked out of here and forgot to put it up.
Oh, yeah, no, it was me. I was just fixing to put it up when you come in, I reckon.
Yeah, I better set it back up in there. How are you today, Cedric?
Just fine, I reckon, Mr. Lum. How's yourself?
Oh, can't complain, except maybe about the heat. Say, Abner, I was just... Oh, my goodness, there's some Squire Skimp.
Huh?
Wish he'd stay away from over here. I'm tired of arguing with him. I've told him 1,000 times when he could give me some proof that he's kin to the Hempsteads, I'll turn the boss over to him. But I ain't going to take his word for it.
Why, of course not. He's more likely just making that up anyway.
I ought to tell him I ain't in or slip out. Uh-oh.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon. Hey, my good friends today.
Yeah, howdy, Squire.
He just now come in, Squire, just this minute.
Yeah, what was he wanting with me, Squire?
Oh, well, I'd like to have a little talk with you, Lom, if you have time.
Go right ahead. Don't mind Abner and Cedric here. What was you want?
Well, I think I've got some good news for you, Lom.
Good news?
Yes, your troubles are over. I know how anxious you've been to find the rightful heir to the Hempstead estate, and I've got it all settled now.
You mean you know who it is?
Yes, I do, Lom, just like I told you. It was my great-uncle Winston.
Oh. Now, Squire, you've been claiming that ever since we found that old chest. I told you the other day, till you can get some proof that you're a relay to his, I didn't want to argue about it. And I still don't.
Well, I've got proof this time, Lom. There's no argument about it. I'm not asking you to. I'm demanding that you turn over that box and key to me right here and now.
Let's see your proof.
Well, gladly. I don't ask you to take my word for it at all, Lom. Look there. There it is in black and white right there.
Well, what is this?
That's my family tree. It shows that I'm a direct descendant of Winston Hempstead.
Well, this thing looks like a pedigree.
Yeah, that's what it is anyway, Lom. I see, look here, I'll explain it to you. Right here is where I'm at, right here at the bottom. See there, M.K. Skim.
Yeah.
Then, go up here, here's my mother and father, Joseph Skimp and Annabella Hempstead. Now, we go on up here, and it shows her father was one of several children, 2 girls and 3 boys in the family. Now, this is her father right here, see there? And there is Winston Hempstead, my mother's father's brother, and her uncle, my great-uncle, Winston Hempstead, right there.
Well, I do know.
Yes, sir.
And here, I thought you were just saying that all the time. Guess maybe I sort of owe you an apology, sir.
Well, I told you all along, Lom, I knew I was a relative, yes. But I don't hold any hard feelings, Lom. I know you were just being careful.
Let me see that thing.
Well, there it is.
There it is.
Ain't no ifs, ands about it. I just had things figured wrong, I reckon, Squire. Just wanted to be sure.
Why, yes. I don't blame you one bit, Lom. As a matter of fact, I'm glad you were so conscientious. Otherwise, some imposter might have gotten the box away from you.
Doggies, I can't make nothing out of this at all.
Well, here, I'll explain it to you. See, there's Squire right there.
Yeah, I think he's standing there.
Now, I mean here on the paper.
What? Oh.
And there's his mother, Annabella, and... Here's her father right here.
Why not? Oh, yeah.
He was our own brother of Winston Hempstead.
That's right. Huh. Now, what do you know about that? Well, Squire, you're the luckiest one man I ever seen in my life, I do believe.
Well, Squire, I reckon I might as well get that box and turn it over to you right now. Just a minute.
Yes, if you don't mind, Lump. What are you staring at, Cedric?
Look out front there. Reckon what Mr. Grandpap's in such a rush about.
Doggies, I ain't seen him move that fast for years. Come in, Grandpap. What's wrong?
Howdy. Whereabouts is Mom?
Why, right there behind the counter, right in plain sight.
Mom, I want to see you a minute.
Yeah, just a minute, Grandpap. Well, here's the box, Squire.
There he is.
Wait a minute. What are you giving him that for?
Why, it belongs to him. He just now proved to us that he's a direct ancestor of Winston Hempstead.
Yes, sir, Grandpap. I just now showed Lom where Winston Hempstead was my great-uncle.
Why, he weren't no such a thing. He's my great-uncle, and I got proof of it right here.
What do you got there, Grandpap?
It's my family tree. Look at here. See there?
Let's see.
There's his name right there, Winston Hempstead.
Well, I'll be dead blank.
Why, that's impossible. There must be some mistake here, man.
Where did you get this, Grandpap?
Why, Professor Crenshaw fixed it up for me. Just now brung it over to me. Paid him $15 to do it, but it was worth every nickel of it. I had a feeling all along that I was kin to that fellow.
Well, you don't suppose Squire Skimp might also be one of Professor Crenshaw's clients, do you?